Okay, and here we are back, and glad to have you along. We have a whole roster of callers already, so let's go out and find out what the pulse is out there. First up is Chris. Hello, Chris. Where are you calling from, and welcome?
I'm in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Can you hear me?
I got you loud and clear, yeah.
Well, I'm a millennial, and I've been listening to your show a while. And I have to say the situation is really dire. They have the media, I feel like the public is so brainwashed with the sex scandals going on with Trump that they're actually buying into it. And I feel like just the pulse of America is just that, you know, people are just, it is traditionally a Christian country, and so many people are taking the bait. But also, I wanted to say that in general, I think that millennials is a generation, and I try to talk to people about, you know, make America great again and all that kind of stuff, and they say, well, why would we want to be great? I mean, that implies being great.
Oh, you're kidding me. That's the kind of intellectual response you get?
They say, well, that implies being great is a good thing. And
so now it's no longer good to be a great nation with values and integrity and ethics, taking care of people of all races, creeds, and colors, giving the world an example to look at. That's not cool.
No, it's all about living in your parents' basement and multiculturalism and exploring every possible permutation of sexual orientation that they can invent.
Oh yeah, they've torn down all barriers. Absolutely, yeah.
So,
this whole gender confusion.
Really,
it's gender chaos.
I'm really hopeless. Because
you are hopeless.
I'm hopeless because I feel that most of the people in my generation today have now learned that they've learned such a low standard of living because America has been gutted, that they're just not used to even seeing what America was like when people had money and people were taking vacations and things. And so now they're just, you know, they're just sold out to not having anything. And why would we want to have a car? We don't need that. We don't need, you know, so everyone is just selling out. And I feel
Chris,
accepting
no
poverty.
Drive, no desire, no proactive approach to life. No idea of work and earn and enjoy. No idea of self-discipline. No idea of accountability. This is sad. First of all, I want to salute you for being a millennial who's got it. I mean, you know, the universe or God, however you want to look at it, gave you a brain, and you have cultivated that brain, even though the system you have to do it with is severely flawed and is now designed to deconstruct people intellectually before they even get started. But you have done it, and to hear you say what you've said is pretty grim.
It's true.
I know it's true. Oh yeah, yeah. I go out and I look in faces and I see eyes you're right. What do you do for intellectual stimulation for yourself?
I'm a PhD student in computer science, so I'm pretty stimulated.
Yeah, good for you. Well, you have a future. You've got a career. See, they want you. You're valuable. Even though you won't work as cheaply as somebody from India on an H-1B visa, which they come over here and work for half of what you should get paid.
Oh yeah, and the people are fine with it. And it's like Americans are just fine with that. They say, well, you know, what is an American? There is no, you know, you're being racist. You're being xenophobic. There is no such thing as an American. We should be allowed to just send our jobs.
See, that's the globalist takedown. That's the new world order. It's to homogenize everybody. There are no barriers. There are no differences. We're all born the same. We're all born equal. The biggest lie in probably cultural history is that everyone's born equal. They're not.
Instead of bringing everyone up, they want to bring us down. That's what seems to me.
There is war.
I appreciate your work and everything you do. And
thank you. Well, you're right. They are bringing you down. They're bringing the millennials down. The millennials are the creation of the controllers. This is the reflection of what they want. And you just said it. You've described it perfectly, and I thank you. Thank you for calling, and more than that, thank you for caring, and thanks for listening, Chris. Call again sometime.
Thank you. Thank you. I will. Bye-bye.
Okay. Good night. Well, there's an extraordinary young man getting his PhD in computer science. He'll have a good life. But more than that, somehow he has been able to reach through the mists of confusion and all this crap that has literally created a deformed generation. There are exceptions like that, but the generic homogenetics of this energy, this whole generation, like all energy, there are no energetics. I got three or four words I'm trying to use here. You can't make a generation better than it is when it steps out on the stage after it's gone through its ritual, routine, educational process. It's very hard. There are always exceptions, yes. But I salute Chris, and for all of your other millennials out there who are listening, you got a lot of work ahead of you if you're going to try and help us make this country, we don't even have to say great again. Let's make it what it was again, a country of values, of principles, of young people who sought to succeed, and they were kind, and they opened doors for other people, and they did notice that life was a direct repercussion of the amount of energy and effort they put into it. That's what they get back in most cases. Wow. All right. Amazing phone call. Next up, thanks for calling in. Stu, where are you calling from?
Illinois.
Okay. How are you, Stu? I do for you?
Not bad. I'm good. How are you feeling?
I'm okay. Just doing my best. Every day, I tell you, every day is something new, something big. It used to be you'd run into a major news event or a news story, once a month, once every 2 months. They seem to be coming almost every day now, so it's very intense. And what you just heard from Chris is apparently the millennials don't react to it.
Well, the quickening's up on us, isn't it?
It is. You got it right. That's exactly what it is.
What I have to say is, no matter what Mr. Trump's intentions were when he started out,
yeah,
he has over 100 million people behind him now, the force of them, and he's a changed person.
Oh, I agree. I think this is a very important observation you've just made. This man stands about 10 feet tall now, compared to where he did in the beginning. He was 6 feet something in the beginning. His stature,
yes,
has truly accrued remarkable dividends for all of us. And I think we look to him as the leader. He's the man. He's the only man we can do that with.
I'll tell you, Jeff, I've watched every speech from when he started. And within the past seven, he has a glow when he comes out now. He just glows.
Good observation.
Like,
I've seen it. You've quantified it nicely.
Like
Yeah.
He's just floating.
Yeah.
He's got it. They can't beat him. He's going to get 80% of the vote.
I think the monster vote is real. I concur with you, Stu. I think the vote is going to be enormous. And he'll have to have that. If he's 10% ahead, they'll flip it. And then it'll end up in the courts or God knows what. But I think you're right. We have 95 million Americans. I keep saying this, so forgive me. 95 million Americans who have had their lives destroyed, their jobs taken from them by the Democrat, liberal, neocon administrations we've been saddled with. We've been lied to.
Yeah, and they're exposed, and within 2 years, after everybody gets through everything, it's a shame we don't have firing squads like Washington had in his day, because they would be lining them up and putting them down, because they sold us out. They're all traitors.
It's called treason. It's called treason.
Yeah.
And that word doesn't have much meaning anymore. It used to, and it should. And there should be, at the very least, a life without for traitors to this country, those who have been convicted legitimately of high treason, yes.
I've waited for this day for a long time, and I knew it would come, and this was the year, and I predicted it. And it's happened.
Well, I really like your description of Donald Trump and how he has grown into something miraculous. He's a larger than life character.
He's an amazing human.
Yeah.
He's more than human right now. He's he's awesome.
He is awesome. That's a good word. Yeah.
He stands up to him like nobody has ever done before, because there wasn't nobody man enough to do it.
He stood up to the globalist New World Order and called them out. And we're going to take
you
down.
And I'll tell you what, I, like you, hadn't voted in 25 years. I registered. I'm one of them monster votes.
Yeah, I did too. Yep. Yes, sir. I think also what he said today about term limits and the other things he mentioned, we're going to drain the swamp. He's right.
Yep.
My dad used to talk about term limits. He said, it's the only way you'll ever get a legitimate government. You got to get those people out of there. Once they get in, they get hooked up into the system, the establishment grows. It's grown into this enormous tumor of greed, graft, and corruption. And it's got to stop. And what we need to do also, and I know he'll get to it, let's pray that we have the votes and we put him in. Anchor babies. Got to go. That's got to be retroactive at least 10, 15 years. They've got to go.
There's nothing in the Constitution that
nothing.
Stands for that.
Nothing.
Was not for anchor babies.
We
I know the Constitution.
Yeah, we've been sold out. The amount of treason perpetrated against us, Stu, as you well know, is enormous. Enormous.
The biggest thing that he's done is he's exposed the shadow government.
Oh, yeah. And the emails have exposed it by name.
Yep.
If you've been following that.
It's all there.
Yeah.
Come out in the FBI documents, not the wiki, the FBI documents, shadow government.
I agree. Yes, sir. Stu, thank you for calling.
You have a good evening, Jeff.
Thanks very much for being out there. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, bye-bye.
He's really got a point. I think this is going to be a landslide for Trump. Hillary, that witch, can't draw 500 people. They can't. That's why she's not out campaigning. One of the reasons. The other reason is she's dying. They just wanted to use her reputation to get her in there, and then they'll have their little sock puppet, that idiot Kane. And I hate to say it, in my view, and I've told you before, I'm not going to lie to you, Pence is worthless. He has betrayed Donald Trump 3 major times. Once, maybe you forgive. Not twice, not 3 times. And I hope if Donald gets in there, he removes him. I'd like to see Giuliani in there. I think Giuliani's been the only A-lister who has stood by Trump loud and clear. And I'm not putting Ben Carson down, but he's not quite the polished man and the big-timer that Giuliani is. He's a remarkable man. Chris Christie? No, he's not there. He basically turned his back on Trump. No good. We know all about the rest of them. And all those GOP career politicians who have turned their backs and walked away from Trump, keep walking. Okay, next up is Jeff. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the program. Thanks for being out there.
Hey, Jeff. Thank you very much. A longtime listener. Enjoyed
Great.
Your program for many years.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. And what I'd like to point out is I found something about 2 months ago on HillaryClinton.com's website, where if you have Google Chrome, you go to HillaryClinton.com, go to Google Chrome, and you'll see the H right in the upper left-hand corner, the little logo with the arrow through her. you do a source code lookup or inspect on Google Chrome, and it pops up on the side, and you can read what it says there. It says, get out the vote, join the only 16-month national televised hackathon. And then it goes to a job boards like greenhouse.io/Hillary for America. They're actually hiring and soliciting hackers on her website.
Wow. Wow. Well,
and it's been there for about 2 months. Nobody in alt-right, you know, whatever you want to call alt-right, has reported on it. I've tried to get it out there. But nobody has figured it out. I'm on Twitter at We Will Walk Florida, or FL. We Will Walk FL. Mm-hmm. It's my pinned tweet, and I did a video about it if you want to check it out.
Okay, give that one more time for folks that can go look at it.
Yes, my Twitter is at We Will Walk FL on Twitter, and it's my pinned tweet. And it goes to the Trump Storm Group, which is on Facebook.
Got it.
We got about 7,000 members, and the video is actually there. I didn't do it to YouTube, which might explain why I didn't get the traction, but it's amazing. It's right on Hillary's website.
Well, if you put it on YouTube, send it to me, and I'll post it. We'll run you some views up.
I will absolutely do that, Jeff. Thank you. And
okay.
Great calls tonight. The millennial, everything, you know, just wonderful that people are awake. If you do a Facebook check, go to Hillary Clinton and see how many friends you have on Facebook. I have 4. And then I go to Donald Trump, I have 98. So it's going to be a landslide, and that's probably about the percentage that he will win, you know, minus the vote fraud.
I think that is absolutely what is behind the rabid attacks. They've elevated the level. The mania that they're putting into this effort to destroy him is almost obscene. And I think that they know.
And they're projecting Bill Clinton onto Trump. They're projecting Bill Clinton onto Trump.
Yeah.
It's sick.
Ain't going to work. Look, Donald Trump, as Stu said, has become twice the man he was when he began. He's an enormous figure. And the confidence is what we want to see in a leader. This man has confidence. Look at Obama. What do you see there? A limp-wristed phony. You see Donald Trump, you see a man. He's an alpha male. He's a real American patriot. And if you've been listening to David John Oates and Reverse Speech, you know
that
Trump is 100% congruent. That what you see is what he is. And that's amazing.
And, you know, it just, you know, yes, we can backwards is thank you, Satan. And even if you say thank you, Satan backwards, it says yes, we can. So right there should be a good one for you guys to talk about next time.
Very good. All right. Thank you, Jeff, very much for calling.
Jeff, keep up the great work. Thank you again.
Thank you, sir. All right. Good night. Okay, let's move on here and grab another couple if we can real quick. Amin is still there. I see you there, Amin. Hello, Amin. Welcome back. We don't have a lot of time, so what do you have for us tonight?
I'm good. I just have two comments, one comment at least before I ask the question. The thing is, I talked to Dean Henderson before, and everything was going good between me and him because I wanted to interview and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But the problem arose with Preston James, where Preston James got mad because I have the phone number from Dean Henderson. So just in the future, get still Preston James, I'm a good guy, you know, because right now I started a YouTube channel, and I did good, you know, videos, and had some issues. I'm trying to work on it, to work on my Skype and stuff, but I hope to do good, and well, anyway, going on to my question now, I was wondering...
Talk a little slower, Amin, just a bit. Okay.
Okay. Well, to me, I see that Generation X is in a serious issue when it comes to power and money. And I was wondering, in your opinion, do you think, in the future, Generation X, will they have any future at all, or just will be the millennials taking over, you know, the lead positions? Because the way I look at it, it's kind of desire. It's very
Well, I'm not a social philosopher. I don't know. Gen X seems to be the last quasi-viable generation. The millennials, as I call them, are, with few exceptions, out of the game. I don't think there's much hope to re-educate them and reignite them as adults. It's hard to do. Gen X, yes, that can be salvaged, I think, to a significant degree, but they're going to have to get away from being absolutely addicted to the media. And that's the key. If you can just turn the damn media off, turn the cell phone off, turn the smartphone off, and read a book. Use your mind. Understand that the mind is like a garden. Unless you plant it and tend it and nurture it and water it, nothing's going to happen. It'll be an empty piece of ground. And that's the problem. Yes, I think Gen X is salvageable, and if it can get to the point where it is exposed to a great leader, a great man like Trump, and it can watch Trump, I think Donald Trump can pull these people along and bring many of them back just by his presence and his commitment and his deeds in terms of being a leader in a country that has not had a leader in many, many decades. So, hope that answers your question.
Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
All right, Amin. You take care. Okay, next up, George. Hi, George. Welcome. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you, Jeff?
I'm fine, thanks. What can we do for you?
Hey, you were asking what the tenor of the population is. Well, I'm one piece of the population. I'm gravely concerned. I'm gravely concerned for Trump's life, for one thing.
You and a lot of other people. Yep. Because Pence is their boy. Pence is their sock puppet. That's the man they want. Yeah.
Right. But, I mean, he really opened up during the last debate with Clinton when he said, she said, well, is this what you want in the, is this the kind of temperament you want in the White House? And he said, no, because you'd be in jail. You know, that was the clincher for me. I mean, what he did is he laid it on the table that Clintons now are fighting for their lives. It's no longer about politics. It's about their lives. And like you said earlier in the show tonight, they're going to go to jail.
Hillary said it. She said, if that effing Trump gets in the White House, we're all going to the gallows.
It's going to be her. It's going to be Obama. It's going to be Bush.
It's
going to be Cheney. And it's going to go right down the line, and we're going to put them all away. And they're fighting for their lives right now.
That's exactly correct. Yeah, you got it.
Losing it. So I'm afraid they're just going to start killing everybody. Well, they'll start a war. They're going to try to start this war.
That's why I point out, you watch Ukraine. It's a stalemate in Syria. If we want to start World War III, we will have to put the no-fly zone in there. There's another direction to go, and that's to try to drain Russia's energy and resources with a major war in eastern Ukraine. Putin has said he will not allow eastern Ukraine to be reabsorbed by the American Kiev government. It ain't going to happen.
He's going to protect his people. I mean, he's the world, he's de facto world leader right now.
He's an extraordinary man.
He's going to protect his people.
Yeah.
But another thing I'm concerned about is just crashing the Deutsche Bank and just letting the system financially collapse.
Well, they can do anything they want. That's certainly a possibility, George. Yes, yes, it is.
Right. So
I don't have an answer.
Just prepare for
most
that.
Important is that we all vote, and anyone who's not registered, please register. In many states, there's still time. They've got 4 million illegals and dead people, the Democrats have already registered, who are going to participate in this election. No non-citizens should be allowed to vote.
Wear a red armband or a red shirt or something.
Wear something red at the polling place. Yeah, good idea. Good idea.
Now, you know, about the disallowing the people who are illegally here, to disallowing them to vote, refusing. That is a thorny problem. I was thinking about this the other night, because in North Carolina, you don't have to show an ID. And
I know.
This might have been from your show, that you don't have to show an ID to register.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're forcing you to show a driver's license, well, in many states, illegal immigrants can get a driver's license.
Yes, I know. There are too many ways to defeat the system.
And then they can also, what they do, I speak Spanish, and I talk with this, I'm in a different part of the country now, but when I was living in the South, I spoke with all the immigrants all the time. They just buy a social security number.
I know.
You know, they just buy one.
On the street corners, I know.
So my question was, I'm trying to figure out, is how
are you going to do it? Yeah, I got to move on, but I'll tell you how they're probably going to have to do it. Not that they want to. There's going to have to be a recertification of all American citizens via a national ID card. That's one way that they could approach it. I don't know that they will. I don't know that that's the only way.
But then that abridges our rights. So that abridges.
That's
our
true. That's on. I don't know how we can find out who really is a citizen, who isn't. I don't know. I've thought about it, George, and I don't have the answer yet, but they'll figure it out. We got to get Trump in there. We'll figure it out. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Okay, George. All right, let me go down and get one more here at least. Joel, hello. Thanks for your patience. Where are you calling from, Joel?
Oh, calling from Oregon, Jeff.
Oh, all right. I know that place.
Yeah, we... Yeah, it's similar here. Just a thing about a potential Trump presidency is that he's going to need some help from powerful governors. And I'm suggesting that here in Oregon, we write in Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Right on our ballot. We can write him in. He's got property here. That's beside the point.
Interesting.
We want governors who've got a dog in the fight.
Well, we don't have a governor in this state.
That's my point.
Yeah. No, it's true. Governors certainly can
get back our votes.
Yeah, they can make a huge difference. I agree. All right, Joel, thank you for that. I've got to run, running over time here. Appreciate you calling in. Hope you can call in again sometime
in
the future.
All right, thanks again.
You bet. All right.
All righty. Love, man. Yeah.
Okay. That's all we can make room for. The others who are online, sorry, we'll get to you next time. I'm going to think about doing this maybe once a month because I like to hear from you. You people have wonderful minds and great ideas. And you're the future. You're the present, and you're the future. And I hope that I hope we can pull this off. We have to. We have no choice. We have no choice. It's that simple. All right. We will be back with Hour 3 in just a few minutes.